Texte numéro 90. Valley where girls are the future. In a run-down building in the mountain village of Sijban, girls sit at their desks, staring raptly at their teacher. They say they want to become either doctors or teachers when they grow up. This is the one primary school for girls in the valley that was spared destruction by the Taliban. Their head teacher, Gul E Kandana, is no ordinary teacher. She stood up to the Taliban and managed to save the school where she had taught for more than 20 years. She still shudders as she recalls what happened. A group of Taliban arrived with Kalashnikovs at the school building just before the school holidays in June 2008. I ran out and told them, "You will have to kill me first before you torch my school." They called me a kafir, non-believer, and said they would be back. The Taliban had already destroyed the nearby girls' middle school, so, fearing the worst, Gul E Kandana removed the furniture and school records to her home. The girls had already stopped coming to school. But Gul E Kandana was determined. She was denounced on the radio, which was controlled by the militants. Her neighbours stopped talking to her, and her extended family broke off all ties. Everyone thought I was crazy, but I thought one day the Taliban will leave, and we will reopen the school and the girls will come back. I wanted to keep the certificates and records. Today, Salma is back at her school in Sijban and says she wants to be a doctor. Gul E Kandana says that now the Taliban have left the valley, enrollment is increasing. More girls are coming back and many want to go on to college. There is a change. Parents are willing to encourage their daughters. As for the girls, you can see the happiness on their faces. The Taliban destroyed more than 400 of the 1,576 schools in the valley. 70% of them were girls' schools, recalls Mr. Khan, a member of an NGO that is helping to rebuild schools. Then, as the conflict intensified, they started destroying both boys' schools and girls' schools. It was a terrible time. How can you build a nation without education? Gul E Kandana believes that girls are the future for Pakistan. Above all, girls must be educated. When one girl is educated, she educates her entire household. The role of women is very important in our society. It is they who can change our way of life for the better. Khan agrees that schooling is the answer. With education, we can change our future. We can save the people from falling into the hands of extremists. We can empower them. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, June 2012.